Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
A very famous politician said to me, Amy, don't ever use the woman's card. And if you're going to go on board, if you say, oh, why should you be on the board? Don't say, I'm playing the diversity card because I'm a woman. Use your ability and use your capability, your credential, your education, your skill to play on a level playing field. You get more respect that way.
This is the 45 over 45 chapter where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here, we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the My Body, My Story project. And today with us in the studio, Dr. Amy Lee. And while she's sitting in the makeup chair, and I'll be asking her a few questions. Hello, Amy. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the project.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me. And nice to see you all. And thanks for having me again.
So let's start and let's tell us 10 facts about yourself.
Okay. Well, to kick it off, I'm 51 years old and I'm turning 52 in April. So 10 facts. The first fact is that I'm from Hong Kong. And I came to Australia when I was 10 years old with my family.
Long time ago,
yeah. So more Aussie than Chinese. Second fact is that because of my heritage, I speak Cantonese, not Mandarin. And then the third fact is that I was educated here. I did my primary school over at Rye, St. Charles. And then I did my high school at Mara Sisters over at Huntersea, Woolwich.
Yeah.
And then I went to UNSW to do my bachelor as well as my MBA.
Mm-hmm.
And then my fourth fact is that I just got my doctorate in business administration with Geneva Business School over in Geneva and Barcelona. They have a campus in Barcelona and Madrid. The fifth fact is that I just came back from graduating there. So I attended the graduation ceremony at Geneva as well as Barcelona.
Yeah.
So the sixth fact is that I love ballet. I go around the world chasing ballet. I've been to Moscow twice to see the Bolshoi. I saw the Spartacus. Carmen and the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And then the seventh fact is that my favorite color is pink.
Mm-hmm.
The ballerina pink, obviously.
Yes.
and I like sparkles. I wear a lot of bling bling.
Mm-hmm.
The eighth fact is that I'm a lecturer doing MBA and teaching MBA students. Some of my students are CEO, academic dean, senior managers. I've been teaching for 15 years now. And before that, I was an accountant, which is my ninth fact. And my 10th fact is that my horizon for 2024, my goal, is that I want to get on the board career. So I can teach 50% and then have another 50% of my time dedicated to board like governance and making sure the CEOs are doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's my goal.
Whatever you teach them to do.
Yeah, teaching them, teaching them ethics.
You're teaching ethics?
Yeah, I teach ethics and governance and operational improvement strategies. I'm an accountant by trade. Yeah. That's my base.
Yeah.
I'm a CPA. So, and I've been teaching accounting to undergraduates as well.
Do you find this job rewarding?
At the beginning, it was hard. It was very hard. You need a lot of patience because you know the work, you know the stuff, but they don't.
Yeah.
And you have to keep repeatedly teaching in various ways to make sure they understand what you're saying. But after a while, like many years later, you get the hang of it.
Yeah.
And then you know how to, you turn patience into passion.
I love this.
Yeah, an exchange of ideas is gold. Because they have something that you never thought of. Because you thought I would know it all. But sometimes they may look at it in a different angle and they say, "Oh, Miss, how about this?"
Yeah.
Then you went, "Oh, that's refreshing." So that's
gold.
You
learn from them as well.
Yeah, you learn from them. You get to understand what they're saying. And it's humbling to see them improve. Mm. That's why I don't like to teach very intellectual students. I like to teach one that is hardworking but a bit dumb.
Yeah.
Because they will improve and they will become...
You see a big improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're happy. I am super happy. And that's why now that I teach like very senior managers, I get really excited when some of them become CEO, like break the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
That's the excitement. Because it's finally I'm adding values to their career. And that they're getting something out of the education.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm.
Okay, so let's move to the aging and body image questions.
Mm.
And what does aging means to you at 51?
Well, physically, the body does not, it's like an engine. Like, you know, the older you get, the more maintenance you need.
Yeah.
And you tend to have when you're younger, all you have might be a GP that looks after your general health.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you have specialists. Like, you know, for example, like I have diabetic, so I have the endocrinologist.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, I have my GP of 30 years that look after me. Then I have a dentist. I have a whole team of medical professionals to look after me to make sure that I run well. And I think what people have told me, when you hit 40, all the symptoms of aging will start creeping up. And it's true. Like I'm 50 now, and I'm trying to keep it as really healthy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But you can feel like, you know, the metabolism is slow. Your immune system may not be as strong as before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you always have to watch what you eat. Your energy level may not be as strong as my other students who are much younger and more energetic. So, yeah, physically, the signs are there.
Mm.
And you have to take greater care. By not only have a good medical team, but you have to look after yourself really well.
Yeah.
But emotionally, it's all depend on how you your approach, your attitude.
Yeah.
If you are young at heart, then it's always the way to go, I think.
But if you could go back to any age,
mm.
what age it would be, why, and what advice would you give yourself?
I would go back to age of 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, 30 is when you really have made your mark, your first mark, because you finish uni,
mm-hmm.
you probably have a master or on the way to get another master.
Yeah.
So, and then you qualify, you got experience, you're in the middle management. And the advice that I will give to myself is seize opportunities, seize every single opportunity that throw at you at 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like at 30, I took a gap year.
Mm.
Yeah, I took a gap year. So that was a mistake. But I wanted to see the world. So I took a gap year and travel around the world and go to London and live there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess there's no other time to do it better. I wouldn't do it in my 40 to have a gap year then.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a trade-off because I chose gap year over a career advancement.
Mm.
So I wonder what will happen if I didn't take that gap year and took a career advancement as a result.
Well,
seeing the which one is more valuable, seeing the world or seeing the boardroom?
I think at that time your choice was the best you you thought it was the best. Sometimes I wonder as well, what if, but as they say, life doesn't have that what ifs.
Yeah, exactly. This opportunity cost.
Yeah.
But I wonder whether I paid too much on the opportunity cost. Something I would never know, I guess.
I don't think so, yeah. Almost. It's just your path and...
Yeah.
So let's talk about body image. So if your body could talk, what do you think it would ask you or tell you?
I think it would ask me to try to find ways to increase my metabolism. Mm. It's really slow. I don't know where it's got the hormones. I'm okay with the menopause. I only have a few months of hot flushes and that was it. But... No, it lately is very sluggish. Mm. No, I don't eat much, but it's still gaining weight. So I know that somewhere there's something wrong.
Strength training. Apparently, it's the strength training which is supposed to help.
Yeah.
For women over 45.
Pilates or something. I'm going back to Pilates, and also all the bone, like knee, hips.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be careful. I try to avoid stairs and try not to damage the body too much.
So, what do you think are the main causes of body image issues?
In terms of social media, I think in our age, in the 50s, 40s, 50s, it's okay. But I feel bad for the teenagers. Nowadays, when social media plays such a big role and that body image plays such a big role that I look at my niece, she hardly eats and she's like a stick. And that's the body image in her generation. But in our generation now, the body image is okay because we are confident.
Yeah.
We are more confident, we are more wise, we've seen it all, and we are more adaptable to our own skin. Whereas the Generation Z or Millennium, they're not. They haven't got that. They haven't been traumatized.
Yeah.
Like us. We've been going through the life cycle of up and down, up and down, up and down. Mm-hmm. So even now we look at body image, we are more comfortable. It's like I think my 50 was my prime. 30 was my prime. 40 was definitely not my prime. But now I'm leaving my prime. Mm. Because I'm more confident, I live on my own term, and I live for my own happiness. Mm. So even though it's a sunset kind of stage, but even my career is also designed to be sunset.
Hour. No,
golden
not,
sunset.
Not sunset yet.
Golden sunset. No, actually it's funny, it's ironic. I designed my career to be a sunset career where I teach, and I left my high-flying job, and I become an entrepreneur, I teach. And it turned out I earned 3 times more than when I was a high-flying job.
Yeah.
So it's funny how life pans out.
Yeah.
You just have to follow your heart, follow your passion, and things will work out the way you unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good surprise.
So how do you think the negative body image can affect relationship, any relationship, like man, woman, friendship, whatever? So
I don't see it as a problem. Well, not, I know that my students, they all go around chasing girls that are pretty. Mm-hmm. And I said, looks fade, and you have to go somewhere with a good heart. But they ignore me. They think this is the wrong advice. They're all going for prettiness, skinny, and all that, that kind of body image, and the image overall. But then if you're looking for older men or, older partners, when they look for their other partner, they tend to look for the compatibility. Mm. Rather than body image, I think age play is advantage to us. For me anyway, because now they don't expect me to be slim, beautiful and all that. Well, when I look for a partner, or my partner don't look that way.
So look, no expectation, no disappointment.
No, but they really look for, can I hold a conversation with you?
The personality.
Yeah, the personality and the conversation. And I've been said that, like, you know, we prefer your heart than, you know, how... I mean, obviously, the only reason that they will be concerned of my weight or my body image is because of my health. If I gain more kilos, oh, Amy, you've gone fat, you have to, you know.
It's bad for your health.
And yeah, it's and more joints, for health reason.
Yeah.
But for my student, it's more for show reason, like show off reason.
Yeah.
You know, I got to have a pretty girl on my arm so I look good. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
So how do you overcome your body-related insecurities where if they come up from time to time, which they will eventually? So what's your method to overcome those insecurities?
Oh, I tend to, I love fashion.
Yeah.
And I tend to camouflage with my fashion. And I always look for, because like my body is an apple shape. So, and it's always heavy in the middle. So it doesn't look good with clothes that is like, you know, very slimming for like, you know, for the rectangular shape. Or the model shirt, I could never wear like a model.
Yeah.
But I usually camouflage it with a lot of colorful prints. And that will kind of like enhance or kind of cover my weakness and enhance my strength. Yeah. That's what I would do to overcome. But I accept it. I accept that my body will never get to be a size 6. Yeah. I accepted that my body can never be like, you know, an hourglass. Never. So I just have to accept the body that I'm at and
enhance
just,
it with the
styling, like accessory, colouring, like, you know, to, like if it's like, you know, with black then I'm contrasted with something else. So the attention is on something else.
Great method. So do you have, what's your go-to methods to bring yourself into shape? And has it changed with age? Like you said that you're thinking about doing Pilates.
And, yeah.
Do you do anything or you just don't do anything? I am what I am.
Yeah, no. Because I'm diabetic, type 2, I have to be careful of what I eat. Mm-hmm. And I have a good team of medical professions and they all look after me.
Yeah.
So my endocrinologist give us the very famous Osipec, the pen, that to help me reduce weight and to help me reverse my diabetic. That help. But at the moment, it's been
shortage.
On news. Yeah, shortage, yes, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's another one which is even better. And that
Sixender?
No, Mandura. And that is supposed to be even better and even have the track record of reversing diabetic. So I'm waiting for the medication to come. And they did work. So that's my reliance on it. But no, I didn't use that for weight loss. I used that for diabetic.
Diabetic.
But weight loss is a side effect.
Yeah.
Which is great side effect.
But it just stops once you stop using it.
No, I have stopped using it. And it's sustained for 6 months now.
Wow.
Yeah, sustained.
That's good.
Because you've got the habit.
Yeah.
Yeah, your stomach is actually gone smaller. But what's the peg? The good reason is that it makes your stomach smaller. They also have another effect of increasing your metabolism. So I know that my metabolism is sluggish due to the hormone.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Okay, and my last question, if you have any favorite saying or quote about being a woman?
Being a woman, I always have this, I don't have an exact quote, but I broke the glass ceiling twice, not once, but twice. And I became director of finance at the age of just under 40. Mm-hmm. And my advice would be is that when you go out on a level playing field with the men, don't play the woman's card. Never play the woman's card. Even though when I went into politics and when people said to me, why should we endorse you as a candidate?
Yeah.
And a very famous politician said to me, Amy, don't ever use the woman's card. And if you're going to go on board, the viewers say, oh, why should you be on the board? Don't say, I'm playing the diversity card because I'm a woman. Mm. Use your ability and use your capability, your credential, your education, your skill to play on a level playing field. You get more respect that way than saying, I'm a woman, I deserve a place.
Interesting. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and your wisdom. And I hope you will enjoy the photo shoot and the rest of your day. And welcome again to the project.
Thank you. I'm honored to be on this project. It's a very interesting project. And I hope that I get to meet the cohort in the future.
You will.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.